The house will be in order.
Union workers seated in the gallery broke into raucous applause after Speaker of the House Terry Norelli announced the tally of votes on the right to work bill brought before the full House on Wednesday. The bill was defeated 212 to 141. The vote fell mostly along party lines. The bill would have let non-union workers opt out of paying agency fees as a condition of employment in a union shop. Just before the vote, former Speaker of the House Bill O'Brien made an impassioned plea to House colleagues to support his legislation.
That it is outrageous to have to pay a private, politically charged organization in order to obtain and keep taxpayer-funded public employment.
But with a Democratic majority in the House, the bill stood little chance of making it to the Senate. Christopher Andrews is a Democrat and member of the Professional Firefighters of New Hampshire.
Right to work in New Hampshire would lower New Hampshire workers' wages, reduce benefits, and threaten the state's small businesses and healthcare sectors while doing nothing to boost job growth.
The House and Senate passed right-to-work legislation in 2011, but could not overcome a veto by then-Governor John Lynch. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.